KQED.
Pianist Eric Reed first gained attention as a teenager playing with Wynton Marsalis, and later he collaborated with jazz luminaries like Cassandra Wilson and Diane Reeves. After almost 20 years on the New York scene, Reed returned to Southern California, where he grew up, and he's as busy as ever. Our jazz critic Andrew Gilbert reviews Reed's latest album, Dancing Monk.
That's Thelonious Monk's ravishing ballad, Ruby My Dear, one of nine classic Monk compositions that Eric Reed explores on his new album. The CD's title, Dancing Monk, is a bit of teasing wordplay, as Thelonious was known to arise from the piano bench and pirouette around the bandstand when his rhythm section was really swinging. But Dancing Monk also refers to Reed's approach, his personal take on tunes that trip up musicians who attempt them without rigorous preparation. Rather than trying to channel Monk's famously percussive keyboard style, with its splashing dissonances and freight train grooves, Reed reworks the compositions in his own polished image. Here's another lustrous Monk ballad, Ask Me Now, which Reed plays with a graceful waltz feel. Reed's trio is perfectly in sync with his intentions, swinging with power and precision, but with a lightness of touch that suits the pianist's sprightly spirit. Veteran bassist Ben Wolfe couldn't be more sure-footed. 20-something drummer McClenty Hunter plays with poise and authority, never rushing the beat or asserting himself at the expense of the music. Reed's interpretation of Panonica, a tune Monk wrote for his close friend and benefactor, the Baroness Panonica de Koenigswarter, makes her sound like a woman whose aristocratic title didn't get in the way of a good time. Monk was nearly 40 years old before he started attaining respect outside of a small circle of admirers. Today, he's recognized as a singular giant of 20th century music, and his ingenious compositions are part of just about every jazz musician's repertoire. At 40, Reed has been a jazz star for two decades, a player who cut his teeth with giants like Teddy Edwards, Joe Henderson, and Freddie Hubbard. This is his first album exploring the music of a single composer, and initially it might seem like an odd fit. Ironing out Monk's naughty harmonies, Reed replaces the composer's puckish sense of humor with open-handed cheerfulness. On Monk's notoriously difficult, ugly beauty, he finds only gleaming splendor. It's unfortunate that brooding introspection is often associated with emotional depth, while people blessed with a sunny disposition are too easily dismissed as callow. There's nothing lightweight about Dancing Monk, a beautifully recorded session that captures Reed's exquisite touch. No pianist in jazz swings harder, particularly at relaxed tempos, and Reed doesn't so much redefine Monk's music as invest it with his own irrepressible sense of joy.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Dancing Monk by Eric Reed. And And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director this week is Sarah Bond. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Our interns are Lillian Mongeau and Alexandra Wexler. The producers are Victoria Malione and Susie Racho. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen with help from David Marks. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2011 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health begins. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The SunPower Corporation, online at sunpowersolar.com.